The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live,
looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I've got just a little question for you. If you open the mail today and you found a completely unexpected bill for $4,200, didn't know it was coming. Didn't expect it, hadn't planned for it. You open the envelope, and it says, please pay immediately $4,200. I just wonder how many of you could just write a check or use your debit card from your bank account. I'm just wondering how many of you could pay an unexpected $4,200 bill. Now, to those of you who could, would it inconvenience you? Would it cause you to change your plans? Would it force you to dip into your savings, your retirement, or whatever? Now, why in the world would I bring that up? Because every one of you are getting a $4,200 bill that you didn't plan on, you didn't expect. Now, what do I mean by that? Financial experts have put together their heads and their calculators, and they have determined that because of inflation, since President Biden has been president, every single American has lost $4,200 in annual income. Every single American, which includes all of you. Two things. Number one, consumer prices. Consumer prices takes in almost everything you purchase. Since January of 2021, consumer prices have risen 12.7%. Now, this was as of 2 days ago. You know, we hear, well, inflation is up 7.9%, 8.1%, but it's level up. Don't believe it. Consumer prices have risen an average of 12.7% since January of 2021. That means you have lost $3,000 in purchasing power. Now, wages have gone up some. Enough to cover inflation? Not even close. So you have lost $3,000 in annual purchasing power. The things that you normally purchase, the things that you normally buy, are going to cost you this year $3,000 more than last year. And say, well, Bob, you said $4,200. Where does the other $1,200 come from? Increased interest rates. The Fed, the Federal Reserve, continues to raise interest rates, which impacts all of us. Mortgages, short-term loans, it impacts everything we buy in addition to just regular inflation because companies have to borrow money and so forth. And according to these financial experts, your purchasing power, simply because of the higher interest rates and borrowing costs, is going to cost you another $1,200. So in inflation, you have lost $3,000. In increasing interest rates and borrowing power, you have lost an additional $1,200. Simply put, since January of 2021, working Americans are $4,200 poorer today than before January of 2021. I don't want to depress you or discourage you, but you need to understand just what an impact inflation has on all of us. None of us are exempt. And then I wanted to make sure we got to this. If you were listening early in the program, I shared with you what is an outrageous story out of Pennsylvania. A pro-life leader, pro-life activist, pro-life author, this past weekend had his house surrounded by 25 to 30 FBI agents, 15 vehicles completely surrounded his house just before sunrise, stormed into his house, terrifying his seven children, handcuff him, arrest him, and take him to the Philadelphia Justice Center. Why? Because months before, he was accused in front of an abortion clinic of shoving a pro-abortion protester that was screaming profanities at his 12-year-old son. And this man refused to back off from intimidating this little boy. And so to protect his boy, he shoved this guy. He didn't hit him, didn't strike him, pushed him back to get him away from his boy. Well, the guy sued. A district court in Philadelphia threw out the charges. They threw out the charges. And that was months ago. And over the weekend, the FBI raided his house with enormous force, armed FBI agents storming into his house. And then we have this. Another pregnancy center up in Michigan has been attacked and vandalized. Big graffiti on the front of the abortion center, windows broken out and so forth. If abortion isn't safe, neither are you. The Jane's Revenge terrorist group claimed credit. We have now had well over 100 pregnancy centers and pro-life churches attacked. Over 100 in most states in America. This has happened since the Roe versus Wade decision was leaked by someone at the Supreme Court. Over 100. Now, that's been almost a year. Over 100 attacks. Would anybody like to guess how many people have been arrested? Zero. Not one. Not one. And I want you to think of the sick irony. Now, the story in Philadelphia, I wanted to make it clear. If it's true, so far, we have the testimony of the man's wife. I have no reason not to believe her. And multiple reliable news sources are reporting the story. But I want to make it clear. It has not been completely verified yet. So I said when I reported it earlier today, if it is true, it is absolutely outrageous and absolute proof that the Justice Department of the United States is completely out of control and has been weaponized, not just against Donald Trump, but citizens who are simply pro-life. And on the other hand, over 100 attacks on pro-life centers, pregnancy centers, and pro-life churches all over America, and not one arrest. not one. I think the message is very clear. If you support abortion, you can attack, threaten, destroy, and not be in any fear of arrest and certainly not prosecution. If you are pro-life, the government of the United States may very well come after you. I know that sounds like an alarmist statement. I get that. But sadly, that seems to be the truth under this presidential administration and this attorney general. This Merrick Garland, the attorney general of the United States, is the man that was nominated by Obama to be a justice on the Supreme Court. It was conservative Republicans that blocked his nomination. If you will remember the controversy about all of that, it would seem now that he is attorney general, he is absolutely determined to get revenge on conservatives and especially people who are pro-life. Sad, but I fear that it is true. All right, we'll take the final break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, there's a great deal of talk on university campuses about diversity, reaching out to minorities, equality, equity. It's interesting that at Harvard, Harvard faculty was polled by the campus newspaper, the Harvard Crimson. And according to the Harvard Crimson, which again is the official campus newspaper, 82% of the faculty at Harvard identify as liberal. Anybody want to know the percentage of those that actually identify as conservative? 1%. The others said, well, they don't know, they're this or that. But 82% of faculty at Harvard proudly proclaim that they are liberal, and 1% of professors at Harvard identify as conservative. Now, if Harvard was really, really, really concerned about diversity, don't you think they would go on a hiring program to hire conservatives? Won't you think they would issue a mandate? Hey, you know, we can't hire any more liberal professors until we have a good representation of conservatives. We've got to reflect society, culture, and we got to find out the percentage of Americans that are conservative. And in order to be truly diverse and representative of the people of America, we've got to set a goal of having the same percentage of conservatives on campus as there are in America. No. In fact, the editorial board at the Harvard Crimson was asked that very question. Yes, they were asked, is this really diversity? Isn't this a problem that you only have 1% of conservative professors at Harvard University and 82 that identify as liberal? Well, here is a part of their response. quote, they were questioned on this by one of their conservative professors, which is a 90-year-old political science professor by the name of Harvey Mansfield. One faculty member, one professor at Harvard, challenged the Crimson and said, isn't this a problem? And again, his name is Mansfield. Here is the response from the editorial board of the Harvard Crimson, and I quote, "Where our board disagrees with Mansfield, and rather sharply, we may add, is in his notion that a more even distribution of faculty along a conservative liberal binary would increase productive disagreement in any meaningful way. We find little reason to believe that. In fact, boiling down ideological and intellectual diversity to such limited labels strikes us as downright reductive." Yeah. So, in other words, the fact that they only have 1% of conservative professors on the campus does not hinder in any way open, honest dialogue or disagreement. It is hard to... Well, no, it's not. I really believe this today. And again, I'm not trying to be facetious. I'm being serious. In order to be really dumb today, it does not come naturally. You have to go to a liberal university in order to become really, really, really dumb. You don't get this way naturally. To be screaming and shouting from the housetops, diversity, 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 diversity. We believe in diversity. We believe in equity. We believe in equality. You hear this constantly from the liberal universities. And then someone points out, there is no diversity on your faculty. None. Zero. Two primary positions in America, liberal, conservative, you have 1% that represent conservatives. And that's not a problem? No, it's not a problem at all. Really? Yes, that is the official position of the official newspaper of Harvard University. Hey, folks, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it more than you could know. I hope you have a wonderful evening, but please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.